Thank you.
Hey guys, welcome back to my show. In today's episode, I have a really special guest with me today. She is none other than the 13-year-old amazing singer-songwriter Julia Rue. She is on the current season of The Voice, season 24, on Team Niall Horan, and she's doing an amazing job with the singing. Do check her out on NBC The Voice, Mondays and Tuesdays. The episodes are out, like, you know, on Peacock and things like that. Sometimes they put it on YouTube too. Check that out. Anyways, hi Julia, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Yes, I'm super grateful to be here.
Yeah, so please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Julia Rue. I'm 13 years old. I've been gigging ever since I was 10. I've been doing 3-hour gigs since I was 12 and just been singing my whole life. I'm on Team Niall on The Voice. You can watch it NBC and Peacock. And I'm the youngest in the competition, so.
That's awesome. I love what you're doing. It's so cool. Like, honestly, like, not only 13-year-olds are like, you know, if they're into singing, songwriting, they're just like, you know, kind of starting off. And you started off at 10 years old. How has that experience been for you?
It's been amazing. I'm super grateful for everything. I've just, you know, I've always performed ever since I was little. Like, I've done theater and all those things. But I really wanted to pursue my music career and showing people who I am instead of portraying a different character. And because of that, I just said, hey, let's do gigs. And once I was 10, I just started. And, you know, that's just something that I really hold on to.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, I think just having that kind of, like, you know, having that goal to have, like, you know, as you grow, especially since you're 13, like, just the fact that you have started releasing music when you're 10 shows that, like, you know, you have a bright future ahead of you. You have, like, you could be the next, like, big singer-songwriter.
Yes, thank you.
So, I know, like, since, like, you're 13, do you feel like this has impacted your chances of, like, you know, getting huge gigs? Or do you think it has played zero role in your music career?
Being 13 doesn't have anything to do with me getting gigs. Or, I mean, if anything, it helps me. I think I want people to hire me if they love me and because they enjoy listening to me. So if they don't, then I'm okay performing somewhere else. And I don't think it limits me. If anything, it gives me more opportunities to do other roles and other gigs. And I love being so young and being like this. It's definitely hard sometimes because you're in the spotlight so early. But other than that, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think what you said is, like, really, like, you know, interesting. Like, you're good in your own skin. Like, you are proud of your age. You're proud of who you are. And I think that's really important. Like, if you trust yourself and, like, you know, love who you are, I think you can just do amazing things in the future. And, like, you know, show people your voice and show them that, like, you know, you can be yourself.
Yes, for sure.
So, how has, like, you know, I know you do a lot of gigging. So how do you manage school alongside, like, you know, gigging, singing, songwriting, and all of that?
So I am homeschooled, or I technically do online school. And because of that, do you mind asking the question again?
So the question was, like, you know, honestly, I forgot the question myself. Don't worry about it.
I'm pretty sure it was, how do I manage schoolwork? So,
oh, right. I forgot my own question.
There you go. But I manage schoolwork because I'm homeschooled and I do online school. So when I'm on set, I can do my work. And also because I'm child labor laws, they have to have an actual set time for me to do my work on set. And then outside of that, I just do it when I can, on weekends, holidays, whenever I can, just to kind of, you know, keep on that.
That's actually really interesting. I think homeschooling has become a huge thing in, like, young people who are doing shows and movies and, you know, doing gigs and things like that, because recently I interviewed someone else who completed her whole high school in just 2 years over a homeschooling program. And I think, like, you know, this program is just becoming really big. Often people consider homeschooling as like something you do when you just like cannot do school, but it's like it's really awesome like how homeschooling is just helping young people achieve their dreams and just like, you know, go for it.
Yes, for sure.
So what would your advice be for like young singer-songwriters, like, you know, who want to pursue music without like, you know, doing homeschooling? Like, how would you say that they can manage their time while also like, you know, doing what they love?
I would say, you know, as long, you know, for young people who inspire to do things that I do, just really love what you're doing and make sure that you really aspire to be someone who you can relate to, or you can influence people, because that's kind of the whole part of the industry, is making sure you can have other people feel something when you speak or when you sing. And I really think it's a lot of hard work, for sure. I used to juggle it, and you know, it's not bad, you know. Keep going, you gotta keep going. Don't stop if you really, really love it. And don't be embarrassed to post videos of you singing, because I was for a very long time, and now I'm just open to it. And you know, you're always gonna get hate comments. It's bound to happen, unfortunately. But there's always gonna be an amazing people who reach out to you at the end. And those people just make your day shine and just make you feel so loved at the end of the day. And those are the people that you have to love. They, you know, there's like a saying, you ignore the haters and you just love the people that love you. And that's just something that you wanna do. And then to juggle schoolwork, and as far as that, is just, you know, go to school, get all your work done. And then after that, just grind and grind, post videos, do gigs, do any auditions that you have to do. And that's the best advice I can give you.
Wow, I think that's like really impactful advice. I think, you know, often, like as you said, like young people, they often like, you know, try to do too many things at the time. And like you said, like you juggled many things, but you still made it work. And I think that advice you gave, like, you know, about like hate comments, I think it's really important, especially in this time where like media is trying to kind of overpowering our lives to the point where like, you know, people get very impacted by those things. Like, you know, the way you just said, like, you know, just let the haters hate. And like, it's not like a Swift line, you know, Taylor Swift once said like, haters gonna hate, and then
yeah,
I think I shake it off, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you. So everyone, that's the end of the episode. I will be putting up Julia's website link in the show notes. Be sure to check out her music and support her on social media. Thank you so much, everyone.